Hello and good evening. This is Nat, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am back on my show, Manic Pixie Dream Squirrel, for the first time in 2 weeks or so. Super thrilled to be back, I guess. Really busy time, and lots to digest at any given moment. Genuinely so much to take in. Turning a year older. Turning in my last assignments. Giving my last presentations. Fighting with people. Not fighting with people. Celebrating people. Watching movie. Crying, screaming, not that much screaming, not that much crying either. Just a lot of opening my eyes every day and just, you know, taking everything in as best I can. And kind of moving through all those feelings has brought me back to some roots and like root sounds that resonate with me. Part of my voice is while I was screaming at the marathon. It was really fun and people are just so amazing. Like, just seeing all these random people I'll never see again on their 25th mile. My head shaking behind the microphone. It was just really something. And everyone's face and, you know, the way everyone navigates their challenge. And some people had smiles. Some people were like, don't even look at me right now. Which is all so fair, you know. I was just thinking about, or like, you know, people who, like, they didn't seem defeated, but, and not, like, you know, just to talk about, like, a human reaction to, like, adversity and stuff, it's like, I don't know, to bring attention, why do we, I don't know, what is this phenomenon where we don't want to be paid attention to when we're, like, you know, walking in a marathon? There's nothing to be ashamed of. It's a marathon. Like, same parameters for life. Like, there's nothing to be ashamed of for going through a hard time. It's life. And I wonder what kind of world we would live in if, you know, there wasn't self-produced shame or societal-produced shame attached to your moments of pause. On that note, gonna return to some sounds that are very kind of guitar and sad oriented and all that good stuff. Maybe I'll have better descriptions after I take a listen myself. So this first song is called Slouch by Watermall.
Thank you.
so I hope you enjoyed those songs. That was Slouch by Over It. I like stood in the sun for so long and I was just screaming, which is normal. But the day's been long and my eyes have been open for a long time. And I'm walking around and I'm just a little bit like, whoa, where am I? Yeah, life has that weird tone to it right now where I can't believe my eyes. I mean, it's always kind of felt that way, but like right now it's really profound. So yeah, I played Slouch by Watermall and Over It by Future Nobodies and Twist by Push Ups. They've all got like their like vibe switches for sure. What does Slouch say about like draining a life force? But like over and over, like draining life force, and it's making me reflect what drains my life force. And I don't have a concrete answer. And I think it's a number of forces, number of things with, you know, a particular gravity that drain me. Yeah, maybe it's things with gravity that drain me. Being an earthly being, being on Earth, that's draining. It's exhausting. Even more exhausting if you run a marathon. Or is it less? Because when you do things like run a marathon, I don't know, you're consumed with the training and focus on that task. And not really, you know, enveloped in the earthly matters as much. I mean, everything should be taken with a grain of salt at this hour and from a very sun-soaked individual. You know, sun poisoning is real. I don't think I have it, but it is real. No sunscreen either. Anyways, I'm not having that many conclusive thoughts, but I don't know. I was just thinking about being 18 a lot and, like, younger, and I feel like I listened to a lot more stuff like this, and didn't really, you know, I was dancing out my feelings, in a different way, in a way that was more, you know, emo kid. And now it's a little more different. It's just different. Still dancing things out all the time. Yeah, reading about like sublimation and acceptable ways of getting our feelings out, and a lot of it is just art and music and dance. And to really let out your feelings, there's just the amount of anger that some people are, you know, bound to have because of the injustice they face, you know. There's never going to be a socially acceptable mechanism of holding all of that. So then you have dancing and stuff. But this next song that I'm about to play, you can't really dance to. I mean, slow dance, maybe sad dance, maybe interpretive dance. But it's Cats in the Cold. I don't know what it's about. Maybe Cats in the Cold. But hope you enjoy. And thanks for listening. Time for a PSA. Isn't that song awesome? Just really catchy. I dream of mixing something like that. It's pretty epic. Little numbers to think about of American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, another 30% average less than one drink per week, and the top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Now, I know this may be, you know, old news, but I think to navigate our state of, another thing I need to mention. More numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. Now, again, maybe old news, but I do think that in order to navigate our profound disconnect, you know, as a settler colonial society, you know, to land and perhaps to one another by the stigma we produce on, you know, not holding each other as human, having very high expectations for how we're supposed to lead our lives. Just, you know, general sadness of, you know, being in the world right now. I think that the only way that those things can be sublimated is through, like, some sort of addiction, whether it's caffeine or other things, but, or like TV or another person. Seems kind of like, or running or meditation, you know, can't anything be addictive? Just thinking out loud. Talking Head song that my housemate showed to me, which it's a live version, and then the live version is better than the normal album recorded version. So let's listen. And then getting into some piano melodic heart-opening things. They feel heart-opening to me. Like a heart cracked open, you know, it's just da-da-dee-da-doo-dee-do-do, you know? Anyways, not in pain, just feeling. Very emo this evening. Very emo. Okay, here's Heaven by Talking Heads.
Everyone is trying to get to the bar. Name of the bar. The bar is called Heaven. The band in Heaven, they play my favorite song. Play it one more time. Play it all night long. Oh, heaven, heaven is the place. A place where nothing, nothing ever happens. Heaven, heaven is a place. There's a party, everyone is there, everyone will leave at exactly exactly the same time. When this party's over, it will start again. Will not be any different. Will be exactly the same. Kiss is over, it will start again. Would not be any different, would be exactly the same. Thank you. it's over. You don't need to tell me. I hope you're with someone who makes you feel safe in your sleeping tonight. I won't kill myself trying to stay in your life. I got no distance left to run. When you see me, please turn your back and walk away. I don't want to see you, cause I know the dreams that you keep is where we meet. When you're coming down, think of me here. I got no distance left.
You just listened to No Distance Left to Run by Blur. Before that was Through by 800 Cherries. And before that was Azetana by Aphex Twin. And then Heaven by The Talking Heads. I feel like it feels like midnight. Feels like bedtime. It feels like, I don't think I have mild sun poisoning, but I think I need to go to bed. And I hope you enjoyed a song that you listened to this evening. I hope you know that you are loved and cared for, and important and doing so much just by existing. I hope you can take the time and space to really internalize that. But if not, I hope tomorrow is a better time to do that. Anyways, going to hit the hay. Appreciate your time and ears and attention. Hope you pay attention to yourselves and, you know, your feelings. Important things. And to one another, you know, just notice people's faces and stuff. Don't stare. That's rude, I guess. But, I don't know. I feel like I learned a lot today just by observing and celebrating humans doing epic things. So with that, gonna automation time. Yeah. Thanks so much again for listening. Have a good night.